Very good morning, as always, John Dooley, Mildura Weekly. How are you?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good. A little drop of rain we had the other night.
More than a little drop. 80 millimetres officially. I was in IGA yesterday and I heard a lady saying something to one of the girls at the in the deli. She said, we got 96 millimetres. So I think between 80 and 100 millimetres. And yes, 100 millimetres in the old scale is 4 inches. But, it fell in an incredibly short period of time.
Did.
And, of course, that comes along with flash flooding and some damaging impacts.
I've got to ask, how is your property? I'm not talking personally. I'm talking about the weekly.
No. Well, I was had my fingers crossed when I went in there. I worked on the other morning. I was in early and I was hoping things would be okay. And, it's a pretty solid and rainproof building, thank goodness.
Good to hear it. Look, yeah. Let's get on to more. Well, that's not that serious as well. But the Deputy PM. He was in Mildura last week and someone saying, in fact, it's screaming out, election looms. Obviously, that's...
actually, to be fair to Barnaby, he's been due to come here on several occasions.
Yeah, it's been cancelled three times.
Yeah, so it wasn't just electioneering, but as he said, yes, we're obviously in election mode and it's an election year. And he said that it's most likely going to be May. And he's going to be listening to what the Mallee wants on their wish list, and Anne will be dealing with him on that. And, he said he wants to see people of Mallee get the respect and what they deserve.
I love that line too, straight shooter. Doesn't mince words.
Well, look, he is a straight shooter. Barnaby's sort of colloquially known as a retail politician. And he doesn't mince words. He said that it's important that as we go forward that we focus on developing the whole of Australia, not just corners of it. And it's not an election about Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, but it's an election where regional areas go into bat. And he's going to make absolutely certain that under the coalition agreement, which he pointed out is a business partnership, not a marriage, they are their own party, regions like us get our fair share. And as I said, he'll be dealing with Anne Webster on all of those issues.
She'll keep him honest.
Yeah. And following that, after lunch, that was down at the riverfront Friday morning, and following that in the afternoon, he toured the Mildura Sporting Precinct.
And decent boot on him too.
Yeah, he has. Unfortunately, I couldn't fit that photo in, but I've got a great shot of him kicking the leather, the old Sharon, and he's not a bad kick. No, he really enjoyed himself. He was very relaxed, and he was seen on court there with partnering Mayor Liam Wood in a doubles match against Anne and Don Harley, the precinct manager out there.
Badminton.
At badminton, yes. And great for him to see it, and he said, look, any centre in regional Australia would be delighted to have a facility like the MSP.
Like to hear that from the Deputy PM.
Yeah, and he said, look, he said he has no doubt Mildura's incredibly proud of it, and he said, but the thing that he did also make the point is it's a facility that'll bring people to the town.
That's exactly right.
And he's keen to see players that have, say AFL players who have gone on from regional areas to do well, to come back to their roots. And to nurture those roots.
Ah, yes.
Because that's how the codes, how any sport will continue to prosper in regional areas. And he said a facility like this creates that opportunity.
Now, look, we are running out of time very, very quickly. Yeah. Australia Day.
Yeah, look, it was a tremendous day down at Nowinji Place. It returned after a year's absence because of COVID. There were Mildura Rural City Council's 3 Australia Day Awards winners were announced, as well as 40 new citizens.
40?
From all over the globe, and just a lovely group of people. It was a really lovely ceremony.
Excellent.
And Liam Wood said, it's just great to see people back enjoying themselves, and it was a terrific day. And people can see a lot of photos from it on page 19.
I was going to say, there are some great photos. There are some great photos. And, of course, over in Wentworth Shire as well, Jeanette Stevens, which is great to see.
Yeah, well, certainly a well-known personality in the Wentworth area. Jeanette received the Shire's Citizen of the Year at their Tuesday night awards ceremony. And she's known in the community. She's heavily involved with the Anglican parish and all sorts of involvements across the community. Also very well known for her fostering of 16 children, can you believe it? while she Amazing. Had three daughters of her own. So wonderful lady, Jeanette, and we congratulate her.
Yeah, congratulations, Mr. Stephen C., growing up over that side of the river as I did.
Yes.
Look, just again, quickly, the powerhouse set for a bit of recharge. I like the headline there as well. Work's set to begin there.
Indeed. So I was down there, it was last Friday as well, and we had the Regional Victoria Parliamentary Secretary, Daniela Green, she's a former Mildura lady, met with Ali Cupper and the Mayor, Liam Wood, and Acting CEO, Martin Horson, at the powerhouse. Now, I was fortunate enough to go inside, and I've not been in there before, but it's going to be a fabulous facility and venue and precinct, should I say, when it's all transformed. And $7 million project, and the old powerhouse, which was used to deliver power for Mildura back in the 1920s through to about 1950, and then the old SEC took over. And
we're getting
our power from places like Yallourn and so on. But it's going to be a brilliant fun project, and people can read all about that.
And just quickly, where we've got about 20 seconds left, tributes flowing in for Merle Watson.
Yeah, lovely Merle Watson, who many people will know, particularly those associated with Sunraysia Tennis. She was the heart and soul of Sunraysia Tennis, really, and she passed away peacefully, I think, last month. Age 93.
John, unfortunately, it is that time. But all in the weekly. Where can you find the weekly?
Well, you can get the weekly free in your letterbox every Friday morning, and at selected outlets around Mildura.
Love to hear it. Thank you.